Before marrying my husband, he warned me that our marriage would only last 3 years. After 3 years, I would have to divorce him. But before those 3 years were up, I found out I was pregnant. I thought this would make him reconsider. However, the moment his first love returned from abroad, he immediately handed me divorce papers. My heart felt as though it had been torn apart by a knife. I held back the pain and asked, "When will we finalize the paperwork?" Sean frowned and replied, "In the next couple of days. I'll try to compensate you as much as I can. Let me know if you have any requests." My eyes stung with unshed tears. "I don't have any requests. I might go back to my hometown to live. The air is better there. I'll pack up and move out soon. There's no rush to leave," Sean said, his voice detached. "I won't be coming back to stay for a while, so you can stay as long as you like." With that, he got up and left. After Sean left, I picked up my phone and booked a ticket to my hometown. Yes, I lied to him about going back home to live. I needed to make plans for the two babies growing inside me. I would find a place where no one knew me, give birth to my children, and raise them on my own. Soon, Sean would probably marry Tracy, start a new family, and have children of his own. I wouldn't interfere with his new life. On Monday, I arrived at the Civil Affairs Bureau early, wearing a loose top to hide my growing belly. At exactly 9 a.m., Sean's car pulled up. He looked worn out, but I kept my concern to myself. We walked in together, exchanging only polite words. When it was over, I stepped outside with the divorce certificate in hand. Sean called after me, "Wait, Natalie, I'll give you a ride," he said. I turned around, smiling faintly. "No need, I'll manage. Take care of yourself." "Sean, what's next for you? Are you going back to your hometown?" he asked. "Yes," I replied simply, turning away. I fought the urge to look back. This chapter was over, and I had to move forward, instead of going home. I withdrew $30,000 from the card Sean had given me. Back at the villa, I left the card on his desk where he'd find it. With my suitcase in hand, I called a cab to the airport, Sean's night out. As soon as Sean left the civil affairs office, he called some friends to meet at the bar. When Aaron and Hayden arrived, they found Sean already halfway through a bottle. "What's going on?" Aaron asked bluntly. Hayden shot him a warning look but added, "Sean's been dealing with a lot lately. Let's not push him." Charles arrived next, bringing Sabrina and Abby along. By the time they sat down, Sean looked distant, lost in his thoughts. "Did Natalie not meet your expectations or something?" Charles asked, trying to lighten the mood. Sean didn't respond. Instead, he pulled out the divorce decree and tossed it onto the table. "We're divorced," he said flatly. The group fell silent. Charles grabbed the decree, scanning it in disbelief. "I can't believe this. I'm calling Natalie," he said, dialing her number. The call didn't go through. Sabrina, ever curious, took the papers. "So it's true, Sean's really divorced," she murmured. As if on cue, Sean's phone buzzed. Tracy's voice came through the line. "Sean, can you come over? I'm feeling scared alone." "I'll be right there," Sean replied, grabbing his coat and leaving. The group exchanged knowing looks but didn't try to stop him. As I boarded my flight to Ivangard, I felt a strange mix of sadness and relief. Sean and I had always been on borrowed time. Now, I could focus on the life growing inside me. Two little reminders of the love I once held for him. Ivangard would be our sanctuary, a place to start anew.